Your attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. I just had a welcome. Hopefully all of your Thanksgiving festivities were wonderful. I know mine was. Thank you for joining us on Voices Carry Live on December 2nd, 5:18 p.m., broadcasting live to X, Rumble, and YouTube. I just had a mad dash to turn on the audio. My audio was turned off because we had our Thanksgiving Day marathon. I brought in, you could see there, we had a all day long for Thanksgiving. So if you tuned in for that, we it was just on a loop for all of our prior shows, and it was I saw some viewership. It was fun to see people, you know, if they had if there was like a lull in the festivities and you wanted to hear my talking head rant about something, you could always tune in. But that was fun to, and that was kind of laying the groundwork for the live rebroadcast, or the live stream, I should say. I was testing to see how like a 24-hour feed would do for the Christmas. We're gonna have like a 24-hour feed, so you can tune in with your kids, and we'll have like a, you can see where Santa is and stuff that's being done in the area to welcome Santa Claus. And this is a little look at what you can expect. So it'll be on Christmas Eve. We'll be doing a live broadcast, and then it'll be ran on a loop to where you can tune in with the family and see your local area. You can see there how Santa's getting escorted over the border to make sure he comes into the United States safely. And then we'll have a live audio from O'Hare and Lincoln Hills Airport. So that'll be a lot of fun to do, and I look forward to seeing you all there. I have a nice show here, current events, and the first thing that we're gonna do is winter weather tips. You know, what better to go over what you could have in your vehicle for the snow coming. So I'll put in my two cents. The Illinois Department of Transportation put something out, and I'll put my my two cents in for what they have listed. And then tomorrow is the village board meeting. The committee as a whole meeting was canceled, but we have the packet here, and I guess you could say Christmas came early because I have a whole bunch of markings in here. It's going to be a fun show to go through that. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you there tomorrow as well. That'll be at 5 o'clock, and then the meeting's at 6. So at 5 o'clock, we'll be going through what they'll be going through in the meeting, so you'll be prepared. And then it'll be fun to watch it live and see what's going on in Cary. So let's get into current events. Illinois Department of Transportation says before you hit the road for the holidays, make sure your emergency kit is stocked for your next trip. They have listed jumper cables, and I thought that was a good one. You might consider a jumper box. A jumper box is essentially like a portable battery that can start your car, even through a cigarette lighter. Some models do, depending on how the wiring is hooked up to your vehicle or the model of the jumper box. And then also, a lot of these things in this list are the continuum. You have to really take it for how long's your trip. I shouldn't really say projected weather, because you should always plan that it's going to be the worst weather. Even if it says clear, you should still pack stuff to be prepared. And then also, like, for jumper cables, for instance, like, if you have a big diesel truck, and I know some of the cheaper jumper cables that come in some of the combo kits are really thin gauge, and they can overheat. So if you do have, like, a big diesel Super Duty or a Dirty Max, make sure you get the thick gauge jumper cable. And then there's different size jumper boxes as well. So what else did they list on here? Flares, reflectors, that's good. You want to be seen. They have electric flares now. I know flares kind of have a shelf life. I was some of the few people that used road flares at the fire department. For some reason I love road flares and just lighting them, but they one of the reasons why we still road flares are don't use them that often, but one of the reasons why we carry road flares, or that the fire department carries road flares, is when I was in the academy, it was winter time, and they had a frozen hydrant, and the hydrants in northern or cold states, there's not water consistently at that hydrant. There's a big long stem that goes down below the frost line, and the water's kept below the frost line so it doesn't freeze in the hydrant. But sometimes that stem that you turn, when you turn the top, it turns a stem at the bottom, that's frozen. So one trick that the academy teacher showed us was take a road flare and throw it into the fire hydrant, and that will defrost the hydrant enough to where you can open it. So I thought that was a cool trick, and kept that in the toolbox. But road flares, I like having a combination. You know, have some road flares. Those are the dancing flame, I think, is really visible. And then they have electric flares as well. As long as you keep up replacing the batteries, testing them once in a while, like before you go on a long trip, or with the time changes. And then don't forget about your hazard lights. You know, turn those on as well. And then be mindful of, like, if you do have to be pulled off, make sure you have your hazard lights on. And then also make sure you're not confused, as just if it's really bad snow, make sure if you have your running lights on, make sure that you're not confused with somebody that's trying to find the lane and they think that you pulled off as a lane that they need to be traveling on. Let's see what else they have here. Windshield washer fluid. I'm kind of like, it's just water. And in the summer months, I try to get away with sometimes to just do water. I know I always say, like, if I lived in Texas, I would, or Florida or Southern state, I'd just use water all the time because it never freezes. But the windshield washer fluid that they have, has an antifreeze aspect to it. And there's different grades. I think it's all marketing. But, you know, there's, depending on what color you like, you can get your windshield wiper fluid. So make sure you're topped off on that. There's different grades of how cold it won't freeze at. And then it says, they also mention non-perishable foods. My parents always kept chocolate in the car on road trips. Like dark chocolate, and I would always find it and eat it, and then they'd be like, that's for if we break down and we need food. Depending, like I said, depending on how long your trip is, do plan accordingly. And then non-perishable foods. I know Walmart's getting into the MRE, meals ready to eat game, a little bit. So if you want to throw a box of those in, and they also have like or something as simple as granola bars. It doesn't need to last, you know, 30 years. It just needs to last you for the duration of your trip. And then traction material. They have here listed sand as their traction material. I would do the sandbags when I had a truck. I would do the tube sand, and then I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm buying salt for my house for the softener. You know, why not buy road salt or not road salt, but softener salt? I mean, that's heavy, and put that in the bed of the truck or in the back. And you don't want to overweight it, because then you have no steering. You have less weight on the front end. So you want to have just a little bit of weight to where it's noticeable, and it gives a little bit of love to the road. And then it says traction material, not just for weight, but also like if you do get into a situation to where you need some traction in front of your tires, you can throw some of the salt or the sand down. And then they also make a product that's like strips of like rubber to where you can put in front of your tire. I've seen some people just put shingles. You know, shingles also work like if you have a truck, but if you want something a little cleaner for your vehicle, you can get they have a product that's kind of like a traction material that instead of putting chains on your tire, you put these and wedge it in and then safely get out. And then what else? Cell phone and charger. I'm sure everybody's going to have that. They also have, I'm going to bundle these together, cell phone charger, flashlight. And they have crank radios and flashlights. I'm a fan of having both the battery and then also a crank as like a backup. Because, like they said in the fire service, you know, why bring a chainsaw to the roof, but then also bring an axe. And they always used to say, well, the axe always starts, because the chainsaw, of course, won't start when you need it. But then if that does happen, the axe always starts because you're the one using it. So the crank's a good option to have, because essentially that always starts if you want light, radio or cell phone charger, you know, you're gonna be providing the power. Ice scraper and shovel. They have collapsible shovels. I think Walmart or Ace has collapsible shovels for camping. Throw one of those in the rig. First aid kit. Yeah, don't skimp on this one. Go, you know, go ahead and go all out with a first aid kit. And it's better to have it and not need it than to not have it if you need it. And then they have water. Maybe some electrolyte water. And then medicine. Some of the good first aid kits also have that. And then there's also some of those other medicine kits out there that you can do. And then obviously if you're bringing it, like I said, it depends on the continuum, like know who's traveling, know if you have somebody with, you know, prior medical events, or, you know, throw that in there instead of just pain medication, you know, maybe throw some extra of their needed medication, like nitro tablets or whatnot, but make sure that's secure so kids or animals can't get to it. And then blankets, you know, so you can cuddle up and wait for the tow truck. Thank you, Illinois Department of Transportation, for putting that together. And I gave you my 2 cents, even though you didn't ask for it. So hopefully somebody somewhere took something out of that. The Cary Area Public Library has a lot going on. Roundup of recent event photos for Silly Skating Penguins, the T-Rex Explorers event, and Friendsgiving. I thought this was cool. The penguins actually ice skating due to a paperclip and a magnet. That was a creative event there. And then they had a T-Rex Explorer event there where there was dinosaur bones and interactive events. This gleeful gift wrapping. If you have prying eyes in your house and you want to wrap away from the prying eyes, meaning children or spouse, the library is allowing you to come in and wrap. It says here, wrap presents without curious eyes trying to peek. Bring your own paper and gifts, but not your kids. Listen to festive music and sip and snack on some holiday treats. We'll provide tape, labels, string, markers, and scissors to complete the look of your wrapped gifts. Registration is not required, but encouraged. That's a nice little event. And then the Cary Park District has a whole burlap bag full of events going on. It says December Seniors Club. Looking to stay active, connect, and enjoy the festive season. Join our Seniors Club for 55+ at the Community Center this December. Celebrate the holidays with fun activities, new friendships, and the warmth of community spirit. Don't miss out on the chance to make this holiday season unforgettable. They got book club, glee club, chair yoga, movie and TV club, crafts club, Mahjong Club. All clubs are free. Registration is not required unless otherwise noted. And then some more Cary Park District. Calling all Cary Park District residents. Winter Spring 2025 registration is now open. Visit that link on their website to view all of our winter and spring programs and events. So leagues are now forming. And then the last for Cary Park District, spread holiday cheer and elf your friends, neighbors, or family with a surprise candy cane hunt. Let Santa's elves bring the magic straight to their doorstep. On Friday, December 20th, between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., our mischievous elf will hide 24 candy canes, plus many mini extras in the front yard, and leave a festive You've Been Elfed sign on their door. Perfect for surprising loved ones with joy and a little holiday mischief. Don't wait. Reserve your spot now and make someone's December extra sweet. That's cool. Friday, December 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you, Cary Park District, for that creativity there. That sounds fun. And then the Merry Cary Parade, Shaw Local and Northwest Herald reports saying is festival returns to downtown Cary Sunday, December 8th. So we're all looking forward to that. I actually, there was an update here. Credit where credit's due. Found those candy canes in the budget meeting, and I actually drove down. The family, we all went out looking at Christmas lights, and I was like, let's go down downtown Cary. And there was the candy canes. I didn't count how many of them, but there were out there. They looked nice. And then there was larger than life ornaments out there as well. Like if you've ever been to Algonquin Commons, they put those out at Christmas time, and Cary now has some too, which it looked nice out there, very festive. Oak Knoll, an independent book looking habits help lay a foundation for lifelong enjoyment of reading. Cracking open the books there. Lakin McHenry, a newly... released report with safety grade ratings for hospitals in the county scored multiple McHenry County hospitals with an A. Before I was a firefighter, I worked at some of the hospitals that were listed, and I agree. They are grade A. Some of the nicest people and hardest, you know, a lot of good people with good intentions in hospitals. And it's very humbling working at a hospital. I think if what kids at whatever appropriate age had a chance to spend an hour in the ER and maybe walk through an ICU, it would give them, you know, put their feet on the ground a little bit more, and it made me appreciate life and appreciate the hard work of the healthcare professionals in there. So, and not to mention the fire department, responding to calls on that was very eye-opening and very makes you appreciate loved ones more and the time you have on this planet. So thank you to those hospitals for making the grade. And Northwest Herald, state's attorney-elect Randy Frez is scheduled to become the first woman to serve in that role Monday. Several new county board members are set to begin their terms Monday as well. So congratulations to those folks coming in, and thank you for serving the county. McHenry County Historical Society says, meet Mary. She is a collections volunteer. She was given the task of transcribing Civil War diaries that belong to Dwight Andrus from 1863 to 1865. So they're digitizing Civil War diaries, and I'm sure they digitize a whole bunch of other stuff too. Says this was her first task, and they are looking for volunteers. So this is amazing work, because as more search engines and different AI platforms start looking at this stuff and including it in their search results, it'll give us a better understanding of where we've been so we can see where we're going. Cary Grove basketball boosters home opener this evening versus Grant. It says, finish the leftovers and come on out. Trojans versus the Bulldogs. Tip-off was 10 minutes ago, and we wish them luck and to have some fun. Cary Grove wrestling tomorrow at Libertyville. So have fun out there, and wish them the best. Illinois School Network. Illinois education leaders release a blueprint for the future of education. I dived into this, and it says I just noticed the picture. That's fun. I loved crayons when I was growing up. The crayon sharpener, I always fought over the crayon sharpener. But the it's called Vision 2030, and it's something I'm going to be keeping my eye on, and I'm going to try to find the actual vision, and I'll bring that to you when I find it. And then the Village of Cary, what's on the agenda? We talked about this at the open. Tomorrow will be the village board meeting, and then the committee as a whole meeting that immediately follows it usually has been canceled. And the village board meeting has a lot of, it's kind of like a grab bag of stuff. I went through it and made some notes. And there's it's part of the fun of going through it is because you get to see what's coming, and there's some new stuff coming to the downtown area. And then, there's some other stuff that we'll be talking about too on there. So, that'll be tomorrow starting at 5:00. Then Cary Grove basketball, congrats to Coach Ralph and the freshman Trojans on their tourney championship. Congratulations to them. And then it wouldn't be complete without the Conservation District. They were not lacking humor on these, as usual. This one says, running out of the kitchen with the last piece of pumpkin pie, like, thought that was fun. That blue jay there with a peanut, courtesy of Lauren Myers. And then when you hear someone mention a really good Black Friday deal, squirrel peering around the tree, photo courtesy of My Lens Nature Photography. And then finally, this is a toilet that was, or a restroom that was built over an abandoned elevator shaft, and they decided to put a glass floor in. Comment below if you would use this facility, or if you would take a pass and hold it. And then finally, this is a woofer and a subwoofer. If you're in the audio, that's our current events. Let's see if we gotta exercise the gaskets on the cat sound effect here. Let's see. That worked. We have a fun live stream tomorrow. We'll be watching the village board meeting live starting at 5, and the village board meeting starts at 6. At 5 o'clock, we'll be going through the agenda packet and seeing what's coming to the beautiful village of Cary. It's an honor to put the show together for you, and thank you for letting me join you wherever you may be. In Cary, if you're not in Cary and you're watching this, see what we're doing and bring it, make it your own, and make it, get involved with your own community. This is what we need more of. We need to talk to one another and have a respectful dialogue. And you know, we're raised to say, like, never talk about politics or religion. And you probably, some of you were probably told that at Thanksgiving. And I think when done respectfully, and I think those are conversations that if you just put a blanket over it, like George Carlin said, you know, here's your American gladiators, now leave us alone. That train has left the station. We will not be leaving set alone. And this show, like I've always said, this is not like a gotcha game. Why you poking around in the village's agenda stuff? Well, first of all, it's public knowledge, so it's not really, you know, anything that we shouldn't be doing. But it's just a way of bringing this to a new platform, to where we can talk and have something to talk about with our neighbors and get more involved in where we're raising our children, because eventually your children will want to move back home and raise their own family. And instead of using this to solve your problems, you might as well just dig in and solve them, and make this a beautiful, beautiful place, more than it already is now, with a forward-looking vision to remain sustainable, and not just eco-wise. Not when I say sustainable, I mean, you know, metaphorically, like when you hand the keys over to the next generation, make it to where they don't have to dig out of stuff you've created. Make it to where they can hit the ground running. Even though the Mythbusters prove that wrong, you can't hit the ground running. But you know what I mean. To get into make it to where they don't have to go back 30 steps just to get back to above water, to where they can that's what we're doing here, is to where we can know our neighbors, not just like on Home Improvement where you only see the top of his face, Wilson, to where he actually know and talk, and to where we have a strong fabric, so that if that fabric ever gets tested, it doesn't rip. That includes, you know, strong fire, strong police without being a police state, strong public works, strong community, that in no particular order. I look forward to being on that journey with you. Join us tomorrow at 5 for our live stream of the village board meeting. And like I said, I'm humbled by your comments, and I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Thank you for joining me today, and have a wonderful evening.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.